Today, we will be exploring facts that you thought you knew, but actually don't. Let's get right to it. We will start off by asking a few peers our first question. How many senses do humans have?
There are 5. Sight, smell, touch, taste, hearing.
They are smell, taste, touch, sight. I can't think of it. and sound.
There are 5. Sight, smell, touch, taste, and hearing.
There's 5. Sight, smell, touch, taste, and hearing.
There are 5 senses.
Well, there are 5. Sight, smell, touch, taste, and hearing.
Sight, smell, touch, taste, and even like hearing. So cool. I love the senses.
According to neuroscientist Dr. Mercola, the elementary answer of 5 is actually wrong. Although many neurologists disagree, some believe there are up to be 21 senses. Each general sense, such as touch, are really several somatic senses, such as pressure, heat, and pain. There is also the organic sense, internal conditions such as hunger or thirst, and proprioception, which is the knowledge of relative body part positions, helps with coordination and balance. Our next fact buster question is, what and where is the tallest mountain on the earth?
Mount Everest.
Mount Everest.
Well, that's easy. Mount Everest.
Mount Everest.
Mount Everest. That's easy. Mount Everest.
Mount Everest.
The tallest mountain in the world is Mount Everest in Nepal.
Mount Everest.
Mount Everest in Nepal, Asia is what we've all been taught, right? And sure, that's true when talking about above sea level. But if we're talking about the overall tallest mountain, it would have to go to the Mauna Kea volcano on the island of Hawaii. It is measured at 13,796 feet above sea level. But when measured from its oceanic base, it is over 33,000 feet tall, whereas Mount Everest is only a little over 29,000 feet. What does the abbreviation SOS stand for?
Save our ships or save our souls.
SOS stands for save our souls.
Save our ships. Save our souls.
Save our souls.
Save our ships.
Save our souls.
I don't know. Signal out a signal. I don't know.
Okay, so I definitely have to say, save. Yeah. I'd have to say save your soul. Wait, that's what you said, right? Yeah, save our souls. Yeah, that's the best one, I think.
SOS doesn't actually stand or mean anything. It was used for emergencies for sake of convenience, because it is an easy signal for Morse code, being 3 dashes, 3 dots, and 3 dashes. Only later was it made save our ship or save our souls. Where do we get our oxygen from?
Well, the plant, it takes in sunlight and takes in oxygen. No, it takes in carbon dioxide and water, and it makes it into the oxygen.
That would be plants.
Plants.
Well, I think that'd be plants. Plants.
Plants!
Also plants.
Plants.
Although plants are a main source of oxygen, most of our atmospheric oxygen actually comes from the ocean, because there is more life in oceans than on land. Aquatic plants such as algae perform a photosynthesis, and because the combined mass of all the algae in the world is much more than all the trees, the credit should really be going to the ocean. Our last question of the day is, what color is the sun?
I never see the sun, but if I had to guess, I would think it would be red. Or blue, but probably red.
The color of the sun is, it's like a yellow, but it's also like an orange. And maybe a red a little bit. I mean, I can't really say anything. I've never seen it up close.
When I think it's orange, it is an orangish reddish.
Okay, so the sun is like this really bright, kind of happy color. I think it's yellow, I think. I don't get out a lot, so it's kind of hard for me to tell. Sometimes I think it's orange, but it's really pretty if you've seen it before, so take my word for it.
Well, in the wild Montana skies, the sun is certainly yellow, I do declare. I think it's yellow.
Though it may appear to be a yellowy orange, the sun is essentially all colors mixed together, which looks white. This is why rainbows appear. They are just light from the sun that has been refracted by the rain, separating it into different colors. The sun only appears to look yellowy-orange because the short wavelength colors, such as green, blue, and violet, are scattered by the Earth's atmosphere. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in next time on Contrary to Popular Belief.